I've been talking about this for a while, and I think it's important for us to bring this to the light. Police officers are under assault and under attack, and they're not telling you. They'll tell you about every single thing that keeps you distracted. They'll tell you about this guy. They'll tell you about this liberal city. They'll tell you about some kind of crime. They'll say, oh, police is going after everybody. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Every single day. And when I say every day, I mean every day. Every single day. Since I've been talking about this and bringing it to light, there has been a police officer either assaulted, hurt, shot at, wounded, or killed. And more often than not, they are taken out and killed. Shout out to Jamal Parks. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. They are being taken out at a massive rate. And it has been like this for a long time. And so while they're out here protesting against police officers, I'm trying to tell you that we need to do what we can in order to get things together, because they cannot do it by themselves. And they are under duress. They are under assault. For everybody, and most of us have some form of a corrections officer, a police officer, state trooper, somebody in our family that's out here trying to do the best thing for the community. Often at times they're raised and they serve the very communities that they're policing. Be very, very careful. Love on them. Appreciate them, because they are doing one of the hardest jobs, and they get no love, no accolades, no nothing as a result of it. Check it out.
Well, this morning, Euclid police are comforting one another after losing one of their own.
Yeah, the urgent manhunt for the suspect who shot and killed Officer Jacob Durbin is now over. News 5's Elizabeth Van Mitri followed this story from the very beginning. She joins us live from the Euclid police station this morning. And Elizabeth, can you please walk us through what led up to this tragic situation?
Yeah, Mike and Tiffany, the incident didn't happen far from where I'm standing right here. It happened on East 211th Street. A call came in to dispatch the Euclid Police Department out there for a disturbance. When they arrived, they found the officer was ambushed as soon as he got there.
Now, before we dig into these police officers as being ambushed and taken out, on a regular basis, imagine this. When we first started hearing about people talk about defund the police and all of that, right? What was their solution? Well, we need to dispatch more police officers and therapists. When the call comes in and it's not a call that, you know, requires for an actual police presence, or it's not a huge, messy crime, we need to dispatch peace officers and therapists and all of this stuff, right? Remember that? We don't want to, because the argument was, we don't want to just take money away from the regular police department. We want to divert the money into people that could be a part of the community. Well, this was just supposed to be a disturbance, quote unquote disturbance. And then they dispatched them. And then what happened? They ambushed them. Man, if y'all don't stop being Monday morning quarterbacks about where it is that we supposed to be diverting our funds to, or whether or not we supposed to be funding our police officers, man, if y'all don't get on up out of here with that. It was just supposed to be a regular disturbance. Police officer get there, they ambush them. Now tell me how many peace officers you want to be dispatched out to this situation. How many of them, how many negotiators can come in and figure this out with their clipboards?
Durbin was shot, taken to University Hospital, where he died from his injuries. That is when the manhunt began. Euclid police asked the community to help find Vaughn. We got a description plus information of the white Volkswagen they believed he was driving around 1:30 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Reports started pouring in of a heavy police presence in Shaker Heights at an apartment complex in Van Inkam Boulevard. When our crews arrived around 1:45, SWAT and bomb squad and multiple agencies were all there in a standoff. Neighbors telling News 5 around 2 o'clock they heard several gunshots. Residents inside told to stay in place. The U.S. Marshal Service saying attempts for a peaceful surrender were ignored.
He was not willing to give up and come out, surrender peacefully. At the end of the day, we did a lot of things during the course of this day, including sending in a number of drones that he shot at.
Dude was shooting down the drones.
The standoff ending in Vaughn's death, it is not known at this time.
Typical suspect. Neck tattoos, receding hairline, fit the description. The usual suspects is y'all keep telling me, Anton, it's racism to see all of these guys in prison. Why do you have 13.6% of the population committing the majority of the crimes? Oh my God, it's institutional. It's systematic. No, they're walking around with tattoos on their neck. They got all of their homegirls to say free Ray Ray. And they out here ambushing police officers and they operating like they got nothing to lose. And you got to walk around these guys every day. You see them in a grocery store. You see them in a line in order to get their food. They take out order. You see them every single day. These guys are monsters. Monsters. And then I got to walk out here and defend myself against the idea of a stereotype. No, the stereotype is real. It's real. Until you get enough people to fix it, then it's real.
How he was killed today at the station. We see blue ribbons tied around trees, memorial being put right here, as well as a flag hung at half staff. This being asked to be done by our governor to honor Durbin. The mayor of Euclid calling this a senseless tragedy. The department asking for prayers for family and friends of this officer. For News 5, Elizabeth Ann Mitri, back to you.
Yeah, and as people come together, we know that memorial will continue to grow. Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right, some more background on Officer Durbin now. The 23-year-old had been with the Euclid Police Department for less than 10 months at the time of his death. He was following in his father's footsteps, who is also an officer with the department. Durbin was also a fiancé.
It's always the good ones. Just got into the police department. Ain't even at their one-year anniversary. Father is also a police officer. About to get married to his fiance, just started making a decent amount of money and got enough benefits to be able to take care of his family. And guess what? Homeboy with the neck tattoos don't see him as a human being. They don't see him as a person. They don't see him as a potential father. They don't see him as a man that's about to get married. They don't see him as a son. They see him as the ops. Why? Because of his uniform. The uniform makes you an op. By default, going out to a disturbance, trying to figure out what's going on, and you get ambushed. Fiance, son, the whole gamut of things. Less than a year on the job and already taken out.
A little more than 2 months away from getting married. His family, Jesus friends, Christ. And those who worked alongside him, even the community, now united in their grief.
The woman don't even get his benefits because she wasn't even married to him. She don't get nothing. Everything that they were, man, listen, bro. Everything that they was planning, it means nothing. You know why? Because she don't get nothing. She don't get his life insurance. She don't get nothing. For those of y'all that keep shacking up, not saying that this is an example, but this is an example of something that you really got to be careful of. She don't get nothing. 2 months away from getting married, 2 months away from his one-year anniversary, son, life insurance, nothing. She don't get nothing. You know what she get? A broken heart. A criminal that you can't even hold accountable because she can't even face him and hold him accountable for what she did to her future husband. And everything is just gone. Everything gone.
For the young officer who was just starting his life when it was taken, Euclid Police Chief Scott Meyer described Officer Durbin as kind, compassionate, and extremely dedicated to a position as a public servant.
We were also able to speak with family members of the suspected shooter, 24-year-old.
Jesus Christ. This is trolling. This ain't nothing but trolling. This ain't nothing but trolling right now. Oh, and we were also able to speak with the family members. This is the picture of the family. Don't even put my picture up there. I don't want to be associated with him. I don't know Ray Ray. I told him he needed to get his life together or he was going to, he was going to find himself in a bad situation. It's messed up. This is trolling. This is trolling at its finest right here.
4-year-old Deshaun Anthony Vaughn. His uncle, Howard Ferguson, says Vaughn was more like a son and the suspect had a new child of his own.
Just had a brand new baby. And he was just going through a little bit of stuff that probably was just kind of hard on him. I'm sorry, the officer did not have to lose his life. I don't know exactly what happened last night, still to this day.
Well, this tragedy happened as National Police Week begins.
And the week pays special recognition to law enforcement officers who lost their lives in the line of duty for the safety of others.
Hey, listen, every single police officer out there, for everybody that's a widow, everybody that's married to a police officer, I love you. I appreciate you. I know we only extend that over into the military members and say thank you for your service. Nah, thank y'all for y'all service, because I actually think, and I'm not comparing, but I think that police officers are even more meaningful to our lives directly, not indirectly, because our military members are absolutely needed and they're appreciated too. But we don't extend enough thanks and we don't say enough, I appreciate you for your service, to the people that directly affects us in our community. It's similar to how we always show praise and love to the national candidates when it comes to the presidential election, but we don't actually participate to the people that we can touch. That's because the prophet gets no honor in their own home. When you can see them, when you can touch them, it ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? And so shout out to every police officer. Shout out to every member that's a part of the community that's doing great things. We appreciate you.